From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So Nigel, this week we are going to discuss a very simple idea. And the idea is this. Should we, as in learning and development teams, be giving learners what they say they want? Now, the reason I ask this is because I think it's huge jeopardy to be giving people what they say they want versus what they actually need. Am I right? Am I wrong? Is it jeopardy, or should we just be giving people what they say they want?
It's a very good question, Martin. As I'm in Australia, I should have introduced myself with a g'day, Martin. So, Steve Jobs, when asked how much product testing and consumer testing they'd done for the iPad, turned to the interviewer and said, absolutely none. What's the point of testing something that no one knows they need? And, you know, he has a point. So I think there's a big dilemma about slavishly following what people say they want, as opposed to trying strategically to work out what they need. Now, let me just try and frame that a little bit more clearly. If you ask someone what they want and they tell you, and you collate that, so you've got a big map of what people want, you're always working retrospectively. You're asking people what it is that they would have wanted at a particular time in the past, and you're not even beginning to address the issue of what they might need at a particular time in the future. So I think there's nothing wrong with having people freely decide what they want and to be able to have some element of choice. But to sort of abnegate responsibility worries me a great deal, because I think that if you're doing something thoughtfully and strategically, like Steve Jobs in a way, you're looking at the landscape, you're looking at business needs, you're looking at business direction and saying, in order to meet those needs, in order to go in that direction, we're going to need people who, and therefore you start to be proactive and you start to anticipate and you start to look forward. So looking back, it sounds like a nirvana. Well, people, we meet what people need, isn't necessarily a nirvana. I think it could be heading everyone into a brick wall.
Interesting. So I like the idea that we tend to think about what we need in terms of our past experience, in terms of where we've got to today. And we don't really think about what we might need in the future, because we are unclear what the future might look like, or we might actually be unclear about what the possibilities could be for us as individuals or as teams, as organisations. So I think the Jobs analogy is interesting, because he was scanning, you know, he's a technology, the context matters, so it's obviously a technology company. But one thing he was doing, and that company was doing, was focusing entirely on what the future could be.
Yes.
And I wonder how many organisations are focused at all in what the future might be in terms of what learning might look like. So there is an element of doing that, but I also think asking good questions might also help get to somewhere more useful. Because I think asking people what they want, you know,
Brexit is a bad question.
Well,
it's a bad question.
It's very open, and it's good to invite people to think about what they might need in their job. But actually, if you were tracking some all activity every day, especially say for a knowledge worker, and then you saw what they were, you know, what people were looking at and what they were actually doing, and then you said, what would help you do your job better? They might say something that's completely opposite, because there is a belief based on where we've got to in the job, what we see around us, maybe what we see going on in the consumer world, and think that would be really good. But actually, you could look at the data and say, well, that's completely unrelated to anything you do in your role. So I think the question, it needs to be unpicked. I think the questions have to be around performance and what are the things that get in the way of you doing a better job.
And also just to look at the kind of people we will need to be successful in the future. That one of my big gripes with appraisal is that that's backward-looking as well. It's what did you do well in the last 6 months or the last year? And if you did this well, then therefore you're number one, the kind of people we want. You don't ever say how well adapted is this person to the world that's coming and look at their potential. Because it's really, in some ways, if you appraise backwards, it's gone, it's irrelevant. What you need to do is appraise forwards and look at people's potential. And the same with learning. You want to develop people's potential. You want to give them the potential to do more, to be more, to grow better. And if you just look at what someone is locked into thinking, you're never going to break out of that. So it's much more complex. You have to ask very different, much more astute questions of the organization as well as the individual. And that's the other gripe. If you just ask individuals, you're not questioning the way the organization is going and who is going to be successful in that future and who isn't. And how can you make more people be successful in that future? So it's a much more complex issue than we meet people's needs. But people get away with that.
My final point would be that we're not inviting people to think about how they could do their jobs better. People spend hours at work. So how about the mechanism for being able to take some time to think about how it could be done better?
Yes.
Because you know, you're a bit more empowered as an individual.
Yeah.
You might have some real impact on sort of process and output, but we don't do that. And I think maybe that's something that would be a good starting point. But I think that's huge. I think some organisations think that's huge jeopardy, you know,
yeah.
Because you'll just get to hear stuff that you won't want to hear that will challenge the hierarchy, the way things are done around here.
Exactly. So just give people more of the same, do what they do marginally better without actually questioning what they do, so that, you know, in other words, to re-engineer the whole process, not just tinker around at the margins. These are really big questions, and this is the age where L&D will come into its own if it engages with those big questions, or kind of marginalize itself if it doesn't. That's why I think it's important.
So my brain is already firing on more than all cylinders. That's been a great conversation. We're going to have to carry that on in some shape or form, maybe in future episodes. But that's been really good. Thanks, Nigel.
Good to talk to you, Martin. From scratch.